proud to follow. Leeds United.
BBC Radio Leeds.
Here comes Lewis Cook, right edge of the penalty area. Cook trying to play the ball back. Might fall yet.
Get in!
Alex Moore, edge of the penalty area.
Brilliant.
His goal of the season. Absolute pile driver. Right along the floor to Daisy Cutter, but it's thrashed into the bottom left-hand corner. And Leeds are ahead after 3 minutes at the Riverside. What a move. What a goal.
It was an outstanding performance, you know, and I think it was down to work rate and diligence and organisation, you know, and I thought we'd play some great football as well in between. And, you know, if you look at it on the face of it, you know, we could have had two or three more goals, you know, with the chances that we created. But, you know, they're a good side, you know, there's no two ways about it, you know, they had us on the ropes at times.
Yeah.
And we had to defend, but we did.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the stats will show that they had all the possession, but it wasn't quite like that. There were some good chances, weren't there, for Leeds, despite their possession. Yeah?
Exactly, the stat that matters is 1-0. That's the most important stat, you know, and it's another clean sheet, you know, which is important. But like I said, you know, a real togetherness today and a real desire to want to win. And to be honest, if we'd have played another, you know, 10, 15 minutes, you know, I don't think they'd have scored because we have that desire about us.
Well, defensive performance, you look at Silvestri and you look at Bamba, I think probably the two picks of the bunch today, would you say?
Well, I thought they were all, to me. I mean, I look at them and people, you know, chasing back and covering back, and when somebody goes forward, somebody fills in, and, you know, and a real togetherness, you know, and we sensed danger. You know, when stuff was around the box and we were under pressure, we got bodies in the way and we blocked and people were brave. You know, and it's what you know, winning and being a successful side is all about.
Can you just assess the role that Steve Morrison played today? Because if you haven't seen or listened to the game, he's won every header going forward, Morris, and every header at the back when needed to as well for me.
Well,
what else has he done?
He's important to us, Steve. You know, he's been a catalyst as well of, you know, of how this system works and how we play to it. And like you say, he's a big physical presence. He holds the ball up well. And he's got a good awareness, and you know, both penalty boxes is dangerous. You know, when you bring him back to defend your own set players, he gets his body in and heads stuff, and it lends to what we're doing defensively as well.
You had a lot of play down the left as well, but the goal came down the right. How did you see it?
Well, it was actually quite a good build up play that led to it. You know, and then an exchange of passes, and then the ball drops at the edge of the box, and. You know, obviously, it looks like a great strike. I mean, I don't know, I haven't seen it back. I mean, Alex is saying it's you know, one of his better ones, so I'll believe him.
Well, you wanted him to push on towards 10. That's six for him as well. And I think the key thing is you're now seeing players get to the edge of the penalty area. You're not seeing players isolated on their own once they've got the ball in a dangerous area.
Well, it's important. We won up front. You know, it's important that you get bodies round it. You know, we work on, you know, we let Alex and Sam swap. You know, we'll let them. You know, so you've got right foot's coming off the left and left coming off the right, and you know, we get Rudy up with Morrow, which is important because he gives us that physical presence and that drive and that dynamic element. And then it frees, you know, your footballers up, Murph and Cookie, to get on it and get round the box, and you know, they've done it well again today.
Both sides had chances. Do you think you earned the little bit of luck that you might have had today as opposed to being very lucky?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's been, you know, I think it's been a gradual process. If you look, you know, the clean sheets, we've been keeping it a lot tighter at the back. We look far more organised, you know, more disciplined. You know, obviously Sol Bamba's come in and, you know, and he's given us a bit of steel as well at the back and some physical presence, a bit of pace. But it's that togetherness that's impressive, you know, and I've played in sides that have been promoted before and, you know, it's that gets you up there.
I know it's early and a lot of the season's gone, but has this got the credentials of a side that could go and get promotion in due course? I'm not necessarily saying this season, of course.
Yeah, I mean, what you've got to look at is the fact that it's young. You know, it's a really young side. You know, you've got Alex Mowat in there and Lewis Cook and Sam Byer and Charlie Taylor. You know, Charlie Taylor's outstanding again today at left back. You know, he's up against a real tricky customer, and he stood up and, you know, he stood his ground. He looked at, you know, he looked a real good prospect, and you know, these young players are going to get better.
You've talked about other opposition having different options. They have so many. I mean, at one point they've got four strikers on, haven't they? They've got Adoma switches back to right back, and they bring somebody else on.
Oh yeah.
How pleasurable is it to see your side cope with somebody that offers so much variety?
I think that's a big thing. Yeah, definitely. And I think that I mean, listen, on any other day, you can see Middlesbrough going and taking people, you know, four to five. You can see that because they've got that ability to get people in and around the box, and you know, they work chances, and you know, and they've got craft and got quality. But you know, today they come up against, you know, a side in us that were, you know, we really really wanted the points. You could see it.
temporarily 11th for now, but that's 5 wins and 6, 3 clean sheets away from home, 3 wins on the bounce away from home. We've not had that for years, Neil. I mean, what's it saying about Leeds United now, that this sort of form?
Well, we're together. You can see that. You know, it's a group that's really together. It's got a good feel about it. We've got good players. You know, we look past that fact sometimes. We've got some really talented footballers, you know, and we've got some young players that are going to get better, like I said. We've got some seasoned pros that are buying in what we want to do. You know, for me, I mean, I said it months ago that, you know, I can see it developing. I can see it getting better. And you know, we've been brave enough. We've stuck our necks out. You know, we've made sure that it's all about us in the dressing room, and anything else that happens other than that is irrelevant. It's just about what we think. You know, and the boys are producing on the pitch.
And Liam Cooper, when he came on and gets 10 minutes more than probably expected to, because Belushi comes down with an injury.
Yeah.
So probably a little bit of a bonus. Is a game time ahead of Tuesday and then, of course, Saturday, because you're going to play, because he'll be suspended now, won't he?
Well, that's right. And, you know, and this is where your squad comes into focus now. You've got to rely on all your players, you know, and I think that the lads have... You know, they've really shown a togetherness anyway, you know, to get one another's, you know, backing when somebody goes out the side, somebody else comes in, and the lads want them to do well. The players that go out want the lads that are coming in to do well, and you can see that today as well.
Vossen is OK for them, having gone off injured. What about yourselves? How are you looking ahead of the Tuesday's trip?
Well, obviously, you know, Giuseppe's he's got his suspension anyway, and he got a slight knock, but I don't think it's anything serious. But other than that, you know, apart from one or two bumps and bruises and split heads and what have you, which comes with, you know, having to tough it out, we're okay.
And no Adrian today. Have you had a little chat with him, Neil, just about where he needs to go? I know we played him midweek, didn't he, for the 21s. Where's he at with you at the moment?
He's done a lot better, I have to say. He's working a lot harder. He realises now that there's other facets that's needed in the Championship. You know, it's unforgiving. It's like no other division. You know, around the world, and he's trying to buy into it, but he's doing his stuff. I have to say, I love the kid. You know, he's a great kid. He's got unbelievable ability, but this division, it demands you've got to fight. You've got to do the other bit. You've got to do the horrible stuff. And when he can get his head around that, you know, he'll come back into it. There's no two ways about it.
Dare I ask? Loan signings, Neil? Have we had any movement? Anything to encourage us to say, look, we might be getting somebody in?
Well, there is still people out there, and we're aware of other club circumstances, you know, and I don't really want to sort of put pressure on anything else. You know, we've got a good group of lads here that are doing well. You know, we haven't got that much depth perhaps now as we did have, because obviously a lot of players have gone out on loan, a lot of players have left the club, the squad's a lot smaller. But if we can get the right ones in, like I say, I mean, it sounds like a broken record, but it's a fact. You know, it's getting the right players in at the right time.
Is it money?
Yeah, I don't think it's money, no. It's obviously it's the circumstances as well, you know, with the embargo and things like that. But if we can get the right people in, then, you know, I'm sure we'll get them in.
Proud to follow Leeds United.
BBC Radio Leeds.